Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
Are you doing okay? Are you going to make it?
You know what?
You deserve this, actually. Okay. Anyway. What are you drinking today, Krista? Did you need something to drink?
Not enough.
Not enough? Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Ready?
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Nice.
I'm drinking a White Claw. I was drinking Black Cherry, but there wasn't another one in the fridge, so this is a Blackberry one.
Oh, nice.
And I put a Black Cherry in the fridge for later.
It is theoretically summer now.
Yeah, but it was chilly today.
It was a little dreary here today.
Yeah.
And
that's okay, though.
That's fine. I, myself, am drinking delicious gin and peach bubbly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Also trying to wish for summer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
working. It was like an in-between kind of thing.
Hoping for better luck tomorrow, as far as summer
goes.
Yeah,
I think it's supposed to be better. Okay. Yeah. We're gonna go on a ride this week, Brandon.
We are. But first, do you have a nerd thing?
Yes, I'm done school.
That's like kind of anti-nerd, actually, because...
I don't care. I'm done school. No, I'm done school, so I get to do things now, like play my video games and read my books and do stuff like that.
That is good.
Finish setting up my new book that I'm going to release in the fall. Like, I've got, like, fun stuff this summer.
Spooky book.
Yeah. So I've got, like, fun stuff. And then there's another nerd thing, but it's also going to be our news, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What's your nerd thing?
Well, today, the day we're recording, it was the first round of the NHL draft that I watched live.
Yeah, it's Friday today when we're recording this. Yeah. Yeah, and a happy early Canada Day.
And that was going to be my other thing. It's Canada Day, and
when you're listening,
also
to this,
free agent day.
Yeah, when this comes out, it will be.
I like hockey.
Yeah, we started this, remember, because there was no hockey on TV.
Literally,
it was
literally.
First episode.
No word of a lie.
Go listen to episode one. It's called "To All Who Come to This Happy Place, Welcome," which I'm still proud of that title, by the way. And, you say several
might
times.
Might be a little on the nose.
A little bit. That's
one of the ones I didn't come
I know,
up with.
I know. That's why I was proud of it. but we say several times how you're like, there's no hockey on.
Yeah. That was a long time ago
it
now.
Holy cow. I really was. I was explaining it to, I was at the local market. I was, there is a local author and a group of students came by and all these, like, these boys who graduated were introducing me to their girlfriends, and he was explaining how I write books and also I have a podcast, and he was like pulling it up on his phone. He's like, wow, you've done a lot of episodes.
A lot of episodes.
It's true. True story. We got to start planning a 200 here before too long, actually.
Oh.
It's still a ways. We're still okay.
I can't count that high.
Yes, you can.
Anyway, so you're teasing us with a wild ride today. And that's because...
It was a blind date with Disney.
Yeah. Which
for
are
me.
Always quite fun.
And this was... I'm going to tell you what happened in this movie, and you're not even going to believe me. I could literally just make anything up, and it probably happened in this movie. So it's going to be a wild ride.
Excellent. I'm excited.
Okay, before we do that, can we talk? Oh, we also have an episode of Acolyte, though, quickly.
Yes, we do.
Yes, and then we'll go to the news. So, Acolyte, new episode, spoiler-free, gut reaction. Brandon, what did you think?
No spoilers.
No spoilers.
Ooh.
No spoilers.
It's Star Wars. I don't care. It's good.
Yeah.
I like it.
I do, too. I like it. I thought this episode was good.
They need to stick the landing, obviously. There's a hint of a J.J. Abrams mystery box going on, and if you don't have anything interesting in the mystery box, then that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I'm getting worried that we're... Because there's 8 episodes, right? I'm getting worried that we're past the halfway mark now, because I'm like, yeah, the guys have a lot of ends, which wouldn't be a problem if it was an hour-long show, but it's not.
The episodes are still too short. This one felt a little better.
This felt better, yeah.
I would have cut them a little differently myself. I would have had the cold open as part of the end of the last episode,
right.
And that would have worked better, and
this
it wouldn't have hurt this episode as much,
better,
but
though.
I don't know.
Yeah,
this one felt good. Better. I enjoyed it, and I'm liking it so far.
And we'll see what happens.
That's all I can say.
That's what I say, too. I said, I like it so far, but it depends where it goes.
We got to stick the landing.
All right, let's go to the news. Disney A News Update. Okay, let's keep the news relatively... Well, no, we're going to keep the news short because I don't think you understand how insane this movie was. So, a really big news item. Oogie Boogie tickets went on sale this week.
They did.
So I was able to get tickets because I have an Inspire key on Tuesday. Other Magic keys were able to get on Wednesday and open to the general public on Thursday. And you were one of the first people through under my Inspire account on Tuesday.
It just so happened I had my computer on to the Disney webpage. The queue opened at 9:45 Pacific time.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how it
works?
No,
it was
8:45 Pacific time, 9:45 our time. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And just happened to refresh it just at the right time. I didn't get any error messages. And
yeah,
I was in the waiting room, and when the clock struck the top of the hour, it popped up with a waiting time, and it was like, oh, 5 minutes. What? Okay.
When you first texted me, I thought it said 55 minutes. I was ready to go, but I got an error message right off the bat. So when mine popped up, it was still like we was still would have gotten. It was, I think, 40 minutes.
You got a web page advertising the worst part of the movie Moana.
Agreed. Hey, damaged the page, apparently, which makes sense.
Darn it, hey.
Figures. Can we just also say, I don't think we mentioned this before, you know the Moana 2 trailer came out, and Maui said what we all were thinking when he had Pua. He's like, why didn't you bring this one the last time around?
It's true.
Exactly.
Thank you. They
we applauded.
This is a real tangent here, but apparently there was like real friction in the in the production room. They wanted to... Pua, because Pua is wonderful.
Amazing.
And cute and awesome.
And I love him.
And the other side said, well, no, Moana has to go on your stereotypical hero's journey where she loses everything important to her.
And we don't want
blah,
Pua
blah,
to
blah.
Die.
Well, yeah, don't kill Pua, thank goodness. But I don't know.
You could have done, it's fine. Pua is an animal, cute sidekick who was terrified of water. You could have, Pua was terrified of water. You could have made it work where she just, like, cowered on the boat the whole time. Like, it was okay. You could have done it.
Yeah. Luke had R2 through most
exactly.
of Star Wars. It's fine.
Exactly.
Ah.
Tangent, but anyway.
Tangent over. Okay.
Tangent over. Yeah, so that is the big news. Holiday stuff, basically. We have... We talked before about how, you know, Oogie Boogie tickets were going to go on sale and Haunted Mansion is going to open with a virtual queue. Like we talked all about that last week. This last week, we also had, they did all of their sneak peeks of holidays at Disneyland, and Disney World, like the like the Christmas outfits and everything.
It's too early for Christmas.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like all the halfway to the holidays kind of stuff, right? Din Tai Fung has also done its soft opening, and it's still continuing.
Are we going to eat there when we go?
So, we don't have reservations yet. We have all our other reservations, except Trader Sam's. I couldn't get Trader Sam's. I have watches for 3 different days on Trader Sam's, and we can just go put our name on.
And we're going to go walk up there and, like, do some fisticuffs.
Yeah, we figure if we go, like, an off-time...
Not actually, because we're Canadian. Yeah.
We're going to apologize and very politely ask, and then apologize for being a bother and interrupting.
We only do fisticuffs on skates.
This is true, actually. Or with lacrosse sticks. Or rugby. That's another Canadian fisticuff. But mostly just skates. But, yeah, no, we will apologize for bothering them, apologize for interrupting them, ask if it's okay if we could go on the name, sorry for interrupting them again, and being such a bot, that's what we will do.
Yeah.
And, yeah, if we go off day, off season, we're going to cross our fingers anyway. But, I don't know, I wanted to, like, we're discussing Din Tai Fung. We have a couple of possibilities.
Well, it's going to be really weird, because, assuming everything goes well and we're there in August as planned, there's gonna be no food festival.
We've never been without a food festival. Ooh. So now it's kind of cool to be like, well, what other places do we want to go to? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Crazy.
Yeah. I know. I'm it's gonna be weird, but like, I'm still excited about it. It's gonna be fun.
Some like Carnation Cafe,
right?
Some Plaza Chicken.
Definitely.
I don't know. What?
Yeah, you know what? You should message us on Instagram your recommendations for where we should go. Because we Plaza is happening. That's already happening.
Mm-hmm.
We keep talking Carnation Cafe, so maybe. But, like, where else? Where else
should
we go?
And it is going to depend a lot on what the special Halloween food is and where it is.
And where it is, yeah. So we haven't looked at, like... I don't think
they've announced
released
some
of it, but I don't think they've done the official.
They'll do a big foodie blog.
And
as
the
they
Oogie Boogie
do.
Stuff and
Oogie,
all those details.
Yeah, Oogie
and Boogie
Boogie's a whole nother kettle of
and
fish.
And we got to start talking costumes for Oogie Boogie. We are going opening night, so that's pretty exciting.
One of the popular dates.
Yes, it
obviously,
was.
Obviously, because it's the first one.
Yes, it was one of the first two to sell out on each of the days that tickets were released. That one and the other date we were talking about going, but I don't think we're, like, well, obviously we're not doing Oogie Boogie, but, and that's Canadian Thanksgiving weekend.
Yes. Apparently a popular weekend to go to.
Apparently. Yes.
Halloween stuff, which
Apparently.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
It's a long weekend, a big long weekend in Canada, and a long weekend in the States as well. It's Columbus Day, so.
Exactly. But, you know, people are really excited for Din Tai Fung. You can't make reservations until it's actually open via the Disneyland app, but apparently you can through, like, Yelp and stuff like that. So, yeah, when it's officially open, we have to make a call on that one. See, because there's other stuff in Downtown Disney that just opened, too. Yeah, so that's it. I'm good for the news.
Oh, I'm not.
Okay, I'm ready.
So, some Marvel news.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're all eagerly anticipating Deadpool coming out.
Obviously. I was circled on the calendar.
Big time. But I read today that Thunderbolts has finished principal photography.
I haven't heard anything about Thunderbolts. That's awesome.
So, that's good. I'm sure they'll be doing some reshoots
of
the reshoots or whatever. But so that's exciting. That's another big Marvel project to look forward to. I'm curious to see where they go with that one because it seems kind of disconnected from the multiverse thing that they're going for with
Maybe
everything else.
Maybe that's okay though.
No, and it is okay. I think that Thunderbolts and Captain America 4 are going to be a little bit more grounded,
which is totally fine.
Which is. I think it's a good...
I think so, too.
I think you have room for that. So that's cool. And then there's some Fantastic Four news that has come out.
Really?
They're going to start filming in July.
Really?
And they have confirmed that it is going to take place in the 60s, but not the MCU 60s. It is a different
Earth.
It's going
to be a different universe.
Different universe.
Yeah.
So
okay.
It does not take place in the MCU proper.
That's what the conjecture was leading up to.
Everyone kind of figured that from what we've seen, but how else do you do it? And so, I don't know. I'm
excited.
I'm cautiously optimistic.
Me too. I'm excited.
Please be good.
Yeah. Well,
Disney Plus and chill.
You know what? I bet you no matter if it's good or bad or whatever, the Fantastic Four movie will be better than this movie I watched.
Well, I sure hope so. I don't pick blind dates to be super nice, especially after you've done me dirty with these trilogies of horror and not good horror.
I love High School Musical.
There's no accounting for taste.
That's okay. I have one in mind for
High School Musical was the best trilogy that you made me watch.
I only made you watch two trilogies.
Oh, okay. All right. I made you watch the other.
Yes. Cheetah Girls. I had to watch Cheetah Girls. You watch Zombies and High School Musical. I have one in mind for you to do this summer, by the way. Just not a trilogy. Just one movie.
Okay. I can do one movie of literally anything.
So I don't remember it much, except I remember that I did watch it once, but I watched it as a kid and I don't remember anything from it, except I thought it was fun. So that means it's probably terrible.
Probably terrible. Yeah. Yeah.
So I was like, ooh, this will be fun to remind me. I'll just make Brandon watch it and tell me about it. So anyway, I'm excited for that.
Yay.
But in the meantime, there's no way it can possibly be worse than Meet the Deedles.
Meet the Deedles.
First of all,
okay.
This name is just, it's just something, something else.
Who are the Deedles?
No, I'm going to get there. Before we get into it, this movie came out in 1998. It has
one of the best years on record.
Of course. Can you guess what Rotten Tomatoes score this movie has?
5.
10.
Oh.
Double.
Double. That is twice as good as I was expecting.
It has a 4.1 rating on IMDb and a 10% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
I'm surprised it's even on Rotten Tomatoes, but okay.
It's so bad. Okay. So, the Deedles, first of all, are brothers. You're just gonna come on a journey with me here.
Okay. They're brothers.
Yes.
Does that mean they're family?
Don't jump ahead of me here. I'm getting there.
Okay,
you ready? Okay. First of all, you're gonna come with me on this journey.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm excited for this journey.
And the music starts, and it's like looking at the ocean, and it's almost giving Jaws vibes. I'm like, this is a very different movie than what the poster looks like. It's like dramatic music, and the names are coming across the screen, and the first name that appears who's in this movie is Paul Walker.
And you're like,
has to be a different Paul Walker. It was not.
and to be fair, assuming that they're on above the board, it can't be a different Paul Walker because the Screen Actors Guild has rules about that. So
yes, right, exactly. And so yes, they're family.
They're brothers.
They're brothers.
And they're family.
There you go. So
I'm gonna go with this. I don't know what the plot is or anything. I'm just going to assume that this was a Fast and the Furious prequel.
You know what? You know how some insane...
Headcanon confirmed.
You know how some insane things happen in The Fast and the Furious? Like, you know, when they drive a car into a chopper and stuff like that?
In space. I think they go to space.
Okay,
all right,
yeah. I'm sure they did that in this one, too.
They went to space?
I mean, probably. You gotta
hit me with this.
Okay. So it opens up, and then, just kidding, it's not dramatic at all. We're in Hawaii, and there's two vehicles full of teenagers that we never see again, by the way, drive up to this estate.
Did they get eaten by a shark?
No. They just randomly drive up to this estate, and there's, like, super beachy music going, and I'm like, oh, they must be in L.A. But no, they talk about being in Hawaii the rest of the time, even though everything else looks like L.A. Anyway.
It's probably shot in L.A.
Probably. So they have all these L.A. teens that apparently live in Hawaii, and they pull up, and the gardener's yelling to another person about he planted the wrong thing, and then he yells at the people, no, you can't, they have to go to school. You can't, they have to go to school.
School is important, children.
Right? But one vehicle full goes and grabs this one boy from his bed, and the other vehicle full goes and grabs Paul Walker, who's sleeping in a hammock, because it's their 18th birthday. And they're twin brothers. And it's happy 18th birthday.
But this is in Hawaii. 18th birthday isn't all that exciting.
Oh, you know what even is even better? At one point, Paul is like, yeah, we're legal. And I'm like, for what? You can join the army, I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
Like you live it. I'm like, but then I was like, wait, are they supposed to be living somewhere else? Where else? No. They're definitely in Hawaii. They just aren't aware of what legal means. Apparently, he says that
it was written by a
Canadian
European or
maybe
something.
I don't know. It made no sense. Okay, so they get kidnapped by their friends to take them for a fun day, so they don't have to go to school, and then they're in a boat and they're like. What is it when you're like attached to the parachute?
Parasailing?
Parasailing, yes. And they're side by side and they're like, this is awesome. And then the school police show up on a boat. They literally say school police on them. And then they kind of have this like, this is like in the cold open. You don't understand. And I'm like, is this a dream? This must be. It wasn't a dream.
They drive into
each other because they're trying to avoid the school police.
Yeah, you got to watch out for the school police.
You do, and I'm like, that reminds me of when I was a little kid and like a toddler, and I have distinct memories of my parents telling me when if you were misbehaving at a restaurant, that the restaurant police were going to come in. It's like the school, right? It's the same deal.
Yeah.
So anyway, what really blew my mind one time was when a cop came in full uniform, and I like...
And they're like, they're here for you.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to watch out.
You ever wonder why I'm so well behaved everywhere I go? So anyway, yeah, the school police is in a little boat also. Not only are there school police, but they drive around in little boats to try and catch 18-year-olds from skipping classes, apparently. And they're, like, so excited. He's like, I'm going to get you, Deedles. And so he, like, drives into them. kind of that, like the
he boat. Tries to murder he the tries, children.
This is a regular occurrence, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, but it's funny. Apparently, it's very
murder is murder, can be funny. Can, yeah,
yeah. So it's very slapsticky. They don't get murdered. They bring the parachute down on the boat, kind of overturn it. Nobody dies, but they have a ha ha ha. That's so funny. And they have like a gnarly wipeout and stuff like that. They're like,
oh, was it a gnarly wipeout?
It was a gnarly dismount. Actually, they always that's a regular motif throughout. Is like gnarly dismount or righteous dismount.
So when I say that Acolyte has to stick the landing, they want a gnarly
dismount.
Okay. See that?
Or a righteous one. That's that was like
that's a callback.
Yeah, that was good job. I like that. We circled right back to that one there. So, they get expelled because apparently skipping school and, is what expels you, even though you can hear the guy talking to their dad when he's calling that, say that the boys have been expelled, saying, we know how much money you've donated to the school. So maybe it's a private school, because then I could understand that happening. Because a public school, that doesn't happen even in the
States.
Well,
that's how they would afford the, militarized, school police.
That actually makes sense. That drive around on boats the whole time.
This is all tracking. I get it. Okay.
Okay, wait till we get to the elephant. So
totally. I didn't tell me this was a horror film.
Totally above board on this one. There is an elephant. Or as the one Deedle says, it's Dumbo. He just likens everything to Disney characters. Yeah, except Yogi Bear, who's not Disney, but yeah.
It is a Disney movie.
Yeah. Anyway. So the dad decides that, you know, this is his fault. So he is going to send the boys to summer camp, even though they're 18, in Wyoming. So they're going to go to Wyoming to learn to be, like, have some responsibility. And he tells them he wants them to look nice, so make sure they wear a suit. And then even though they're incredibly wealthy, apparently they end up on a plane to Wyoming in, like, coach. But they're supposed to wear suits. So they show up.
Well, I mean,
like,
they are being punished. I would assume that they would fly coach.
Okay. Well, anyway, they also apparently, like, we have them on the plane wearing, like, Hawaiian outfits. And as they pull up, there's white on the ground because even though it was, like, school was almost done in Hawaii, it's winter in Wyoming. But only, like, certain days. Other days, it's summertime. Sometimes it snows and sometimes it's summertime, which I mean, like, tracks if you're in Canada, so.
Yeah. That just seems like bad writing, though.
It's exactly what it was. They're like, what's this white stuff, man? Like, on the ground. Yeah. So they're like, oh, it looks
so
super cold.
They're from, they have a California surfer accent. Yes. But they live in Hawaii.
This is why I keep
and
saying, I'm
they,
pretty
they
sure.
Move, they fly to Wyoming, but it's actually the Arctic.
Maybe that's it. So anyway, they are like, it's okay, we brought our suits because dad told us to. And they put on.
Are they wet suits?
They put on wet suits.
Okay. Nailed it. Obviously.
And they get picked up by this grizzled old guy holding a cardboard sign that says Deedles on it.
Did he meet the Deedles?
He met the Deedles. But then...
That's the name of the movie.
It's true. And you're like, oh, this is going to be like the funny grizzled guy who's going to like teach him like through humor and being a tough guy. And no, we only meet him for a few minutes because he explains to them that he lost all the money for the camp, so the camp doesn't exist anymore. So instead, he's going to take him out into the middle of nowhere.
And murder them.
And, well, that's where I thought it was going, because it would actually already fit in line with what was happening in the movie. No, he's going to teach them how to survive, like very, you know, man versus wild kind of thing. He's like, I'm going to teach you how to do, like, shelter, and I'm going to teach you how to, like, get food.
His name Bear Grylls? Does he drink his own pee?
I mean, probably, but, like, I don't think he ever introduced himself.
Okay.
But he does explain to them that, like, to make your own clothes, you know, it's really handy if you can, like, kill him and skin a bear, because that could do the whole outfit. But honestly,
he chooses the bear.
He chooses the bear, yeah.
Okay.
Or a squirrel, because he says, you know, in a pinch, you can also kill a squirrel because that's fine enough for just underwear. Well, actually, I think he says jockstrap is actually the phrase he uses. Yeah.
I mean, I have seen some very large squirrels, so okay, I guess.
But while he's explaining this, he says, you know, you guys got anything to say? And the one's like, yes, I do, actually. Curve, and instead they drive off a cliff through a camp of two girls, one of whom is was an actress on SNL, and I don't remember her name, but I'm going to look it up. And they're all excited because they're holding in their hand the letter that they were just accepted to be park rangers at, Yellowstone. And they're all excited because they're, like, outdoorsy and they're, like, camping. And then this Jeep comes, like, hurtling over the edge, drives through their camp and, like, gathers up a bunch of their stuff. And they go flying. Like, they don't die, but they go, like, running off to, like jump out of the way. This isn't, like, you can't, like...
I thought I made you watch a live action film.
This is. I'm gonna keep going. Oh, we're not even to the crazy stuff yet.
I know. It just sounds very animated.
Yeah, we're not there yet. Like, there's more crazy. Like, this is again. We're still setting up. So, they do this, and basically they end up in the river or some or like no, they land right near a river, and the guy gets out, and the Deedles aren't in the vehicle anymore, and he's thrown from it or something. He's like, oh no, I think I killed them. Well, I can't get arrested if you can't find me. Ha, 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 ha. And he goes running.
He gone.
And we don't see him anymore. He just, like, disappears into the woods.
Ever again.
Never again. Never shows up again.
That is poor writing.
Agreed. So, we're going to keep... This is going to keep happening.
Hmm.
And the boys are like, no, this is a way to teach Dad to be, like, proud of us. All we got to do is we've got to find some clothing. And then they look, and because the vehicle ran through the camp,
They skin all the campers.
Exactly. But they also, like, took out a clothesline, and so they gather up the clothes, but it's all women's clothes, so this is funny. Except it's not actually funny because it's just sweatpants and sweatshirts. But they do make a joke about them wearing women's underwear a lot, which is apparently funny because they repeat it several times.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So, anyway, and then they're like, look, we got clothes. So, they put on...
They're wearing sweatpants. They probably didn't need to put on the women's
That's
underwear.
Actually one of the things That's that gets a brought choice. Up. That is one of the things that
it's
gets brought up.
Distinct choice yes. that they made.
This is something that gets brought up. So, it they're like, be. Oh, look, dry clothes. And so, they, like, put it on. And then they're like, now all we need is a fire. And then the truck bursts into flames. And they're like, perfect. And they stand there warming their hands. So, then they take... The only things they kind of keep... is they have a giant machine with them that is remote controlled and is good for making tiki drinks, and that's it. But it's, like, wardrobe sized, and...
Where did this come from?
Oh, they took it with them the whole time, and it was on the back of the truck, so they just, like, take it off the truck.
Did they check that bag on the plane?
Probably, but we don't see that, but we do see them in the airport making tiki drinks.
Did they steal it from the Margaritaville airport bar?
It literally looks like Margaritaville will be all over this machine. But
they stole it from the airport
probably,
bar.
Probably, but they're describing the drink, and I'm like, there is a significant lack of alcohol in this. Oh, right, because you're 18, not legal in the States.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they look like they're 30. Anyway, probably because they were, like, 30. So, anyway. They are like, okay, we just need to, you know, get out of this. Like, this is good. We just need to get out of this situation. So they grab their, I think they're skateboards or something. Yeah, they're like skateboards. And they're driving along. They're riding them. And then they see it says, oh, steep grade. So they lay down and they're like, let's luge. So they're doing that down the highway through oncoming traffic. And, like, weaving in and out, and it's apparently really funny. And they also have their remote-controlled tiki machine, like, following behind them. Because
it's remote-controlled.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so I will say that Street Luge was pretty big in 1998. That was, like, when the X Games was becoming a big old thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Street Luge. So.
Okay. All right. Well,
so
anyway,
that
maybe
makes sense.
That's okay.
Yeah.
And then they magically, even though they were standing and then without doing anything else, they're just, like, laying down in the next shop, but they didn't stop. And then they're sitting up and they're, like, kind of back to back and they're weaving in. And in the process, they cause a lot of damage to a lot of vehicles because there's accidents, but there's also the circus truck coming through. And
is there a hippo on the circus?
There isn't.
Circus truck?
There isn't.
Oh.
I know, but there is
an escaped
lion.
Circus hippo can
That's
be
true.
Very important.
Callback.
Yeah.
High five that one. That was our last Better Know a Listener. Good job.
It was. Yeah.
That was really good. I'm going to keep explaining it.
Okay,
but there was an escaped circus hippo. There was an escaped circus lion and bear and elephant.
Lions and tigers and bears, oh my.
Lions and elephants and bears, oh my. But just one of each.
You know,
I don't
know
how they all fit on the truck, but they did.
So, you got a bear. That's pretty scary.
Yeah.
But not that scary. That's probably the least scary. A lion,
quite scary.
I'm assuming it's a male lion.
Yeah.
Those look scary, but they're really lazy.
Uh-huh.
The worst one would be the circus elephant.
Because it's a circus elephant.
The circus elephant, yeah.
Okay, so none of them actually end up being that scary.
That is a lie.
Yeah.
The circus elephant.
The bear wears a little hat.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. So, but they're all in, like, kind of scary. They're kind of scary, but, like, it's comedy scary, you know? Just, like, all the murder that happens. Or potential murder that happens. So the lion wanders over, and you know the female campers that they stole all the clothes from, and they drove through the camp.
Are they nude now?
No, they were wearing other clothes, but their names.
So they're smelly.
Yes, their names are Mel and.
Or is it the same day?
It's the same day.
Oh.
Their names.
Lots,
are, they're
lot
probably,
has happened so far.
This is like an out. This is not even like an. They've landed, and this happened immediately. We are not. We are still setting up the story.
They're keeping the pace going.
This. It is utter chaos. Okay, I need to condense because this is like insanity. So, this is Mel and Mo. Remember they got a letter that said, "Hey, Yellowstone
Park Rangers."
Yes, they're going to be park rangers, and
it's
they're
like,
clearly
kind of
like
Power Rangers.
Yes, and
but in a national park,
almost the same.
Mm-hmm.
And they're living off the land is kind of this thing. We know their names are Mel and Mo.
That is not how park rangers work.
No, they're not park rangers yet. They got the letter. They were accepted to be park rangers.
Oh, they're hippies.
Yes. Kind of. But they look like they're just camping. And I was like, how did you get this letter? Anyway.
The mail.
must be. So they climb a tree because the lion comes through. So they climb a tree. And then we find out they've been hanging out in that tree for a very long time. Now, I'm going to explain something. And like, just hold on to this piece of information. We find out later that Mel and Mo are people who entirely, they call themselves naturalists. Or naturists. What does that mean?
They're naked.
That's not what that means in this movie.
It should.
I know. When they say, oh, they're naturalists, I was like, wait, what?
They like nature.
They like nature, and they only eat things that 100% come from nature, which I would take to mean like, oh, we go fishing
like,
for our own food, or we forage
like
for berries.
Poisonous mushrooms.
No, it means they eat bugs, apparently. So this is going to come in handy because the lion's going to be, like, sleeping under their tree for a long time.
And he's like, Hakuna Matata.
Exactly. Between the dance songs, though, and he's, like, rummaging through their camp, right? Because, of course, he is, because lion's lazy, right?
Yeah, he wants some
okay,
food.
Right?
And
you would think that the fact that they eat bugs would go well with Hakuna Matata and all that.
Yeah,
but
that's why
it,
I sang
I know,
the song.
It was
yeah.
perfect, yeah. But he didn't, like, catch on that he was supposed to be doing that.
That's a shame.
So they're in the tree, and they're doing things like eating the pine needles and, like, the bark off the tree.
Pine needles are not very nutritious.
No, I don't think any of this stuff is very nutritious. So anyway, they're up there for a few days.
Bugs can be. Like, it's a good source of protein.
Yeah, but there's not that many bugs up in the tree.
Mm.
Okay, so this is important. Let's leave them up there for a while, because we visit them a few times, but they're doing the same thing. We're going to leave Mel and Mo, the two women.
They're stuck in a tree.
In the tree for a while, with the lion hanging out below them.
Like, are we talking hours,
days? I said a few days.
A few days.
Yes. Also, we're...
So they are going to get stinky.
Yeah, that's what we're exactly right. So let's leave them there. We have to compartmentalize the chaos, okay? So we're leaving them there.
I do cheer for chaos.
It's true. Meanwhile, the Deedles run...
Hey, we met them.
We did. Other people are going to now. So there's a bunch of vehicles lined up because they're about to go into the national park. So they're all at, like, the booths, right? And they're like, oh, no, man. Gridlock. And they're trying to weave through the parked cars, and instead they ran right into a giant sign that says, like, welcome to Yellowstone National Park. Okay? And this park ranger comes up, and they're like, who the heck are these guys? So they look at, they don't have stuff in their pockets at all, except the letter that was in the pants pocket saying, hey, you're going to be park rangers, because it was the women's camp that were going to be park rangers, right? And then they look, and they've written their names inside their sweaters because apparently they're 8 years old. But the idea is they're like campers, right? They're like permanent campers. And one says Mel and one says Mo, which are, of course, gender-neutral names, right?
Mo is a bit of a stretch, but okay.
Right. Anyway, the boys are unconscious, so the guy's like, oh, these are my new rangers, of course, my new ranger recruits. And so they wake up in a hospital, And we find out the nurse has, like, definitely sexually harassed them while they were unconscious, because she's talking about how they don't have a scratch on them, and she looked absolutely everywhere. And she also...
That is a problem.
And also, she hand-cleaned and pressed their women's underwear, and she wears the same kind, don't you know? And so she's, like, handing them back to the... Yeah, so anyway, that happens.
Ah, the 90s.
Right. So anyway, that happens, and while that is happening... They decide that they're going to go along with this whole being Melon Mo thing for a little while, and they'll just claim amnesia if it comes up while they figure out, like, because there's no cell phones, right? While they figure out, like, how to get back to Dad. But they also kind of want to make Dad proud because they've always been screw-ups.
They did have cell phones back then, mm-hmm. but those, they were, like, the bricks.
Right. And somehow they come back to, they get their Tiki remote thing back. I don't know if they have that, why they can't have the brick cell phones, but anyway. And I'm also not sure how they showed up, but they do. So we don't question anything too much.
Don't think too hard.
So they're like, you know, we can pretend to be park rangers for a little bit and, like, maybe, you know, become a little self-sufficient, and then Dad won't think we're such screw-ups, and then in the meantime, we can find a way back. And he says, great, you guys, Mel and Mo, are going to be, and they said that their last name is Deedles, and so they're just called the Deedles throughout the whole thing. Yeah. You guys are here to help us with our prairie dog problem, or as the boys say, the pee dog problem.
You gotta watch out for them pee dogs.
The pee dogs. Apparently, there's prairie dogs everywhere, and it is Old Faithful's 1 billionth anniversary coming up. I'm not joking. 1 billionth anniversary. I said what I said.
Okay.
And they're even like, wow, your girl's old. And he says, well, it's just like an estimate. It's just like a publicity thing, whatever. Well, I'm like, okay. So.
Yeah, that actually sounds like something that they would do.
Right, yeah. And, but, they're trying to, like,
I still press X for doubt, but I could literally see the Park Service doing something dumb like that.
So they're trying to drum up, like, visitors, right, for this event, but there's prairie dogs everywhere, so it's driving away, like, campers and tourists and stuff like that. And they're like, it's an infestation, and they say, this is great, because in Mel and Mo's resume they sent to us way back, it talked about how they have experience doing this one thing and this one thing, and this one thing that they dealt with was an infestation of rats somewhere and one of their outward bound type things. And they're like, perfect, if you can deal with rats, you can definitely deal with prairie dogs. So...
Those are two different kinds of rodents.
They are, but I guess the idea is you dealt with a rodent infestation before. So.
Completely different.
Anyway, no one else has dealt with a rodent infestation before. So these guys are trying to pretend to be
Bill
them.
Murray has.
True story.
That's a Caddyshack reference. Much better.
There's another Caddyshack reference in this. Okay. Yeah, yeah. A guy's golfing at one point, and he's, like, definitely wearing Caddyshack inspired, like, yeah.
That's the kind of hat that they give you a free bowl of soup for.
Right. Nice. Anyway, so they decide to do this, and then wouldn't you know it, the Lieutenant Park Ranger lady is really attractive. And so Paul Walker's like, all of a sudden I'm feeling very outdoorsy. And yeah, so.
And he's like, family, do you want to become family?
Well, and then, but the problem is he meets her family.
Oh,
because head Park Ranger guy
uh-huh.
is her stepdad.
Oh.
And he's always like, that's my daughter. You stay away from her. Grunt, grunt, arg, arg. And she's like, oh, daddy. Because she's like 30-something.
Yeah.
And apparently so is Paul Walker, but not actually. So I'm also like, let's all just remember he's supposed to be an 18-year-old. And she's like, we never find out how old she is. But, you know, she's a lieutenant park ranger. So that's like a grown-up job.
Yeah, I mean, this came out in 98. The first Fast and the Furious movie came out in, like, 2003, so.
So, yeah. Anyway.
So,
they're, like, doing some training, and some of it's pretty fun. Like, they like doing, you know, cliff jumping and stuff like pretending to rescue people off cliffs and stuff, like, in hiking and stuff like that. But then they're starving, and they're also really slow.
Oh.
And they find, that's when they find out that they're supposed to only eat bugs and stuff like that. So they are sleeping out in tents because that's supposed to be like their persona, and they just keep going. And every time they do like the duty at the park station when they're checking vehicles coming through, they're like, oh, wouldn't you know it? You know, you can't bring in any fresh fruit or vegetables or hostess snacks or cake or, and so they're like stealing the people's food.
They're stealing food.
They're stealing food. Mostly from children. They steal Jell-O from children at one point.
I've heard that it is easiest to steal candy from a baby.
Right, that makes sense. Yeah. But also probably don't give candy to a baby.
Yeah.
It's like very choking.
Choking hazard, yeah.
So anyway, they do this and they're kind of living, even though I'm like, they're living off sugar, basically. They're not eating any of the fruits or vegetables. They're eating cake and Jell-O that they're stealing.
There's always room for Jell-O.
They make that joke, except not in the park. Hmm. There's always room for Jell-O, but not here. Hmm. Man. Bro.
Yeah, bro.
So that's kind of where they're at. And they're dealing with this prairie dog situation. We find out as they're going through like the history of the local rangers that there was an incident a few years ago where this guy, one ranger, was trying to drum up more popularity or publicity for the park. And so he was trying to restart some of the, extinct.
Famously, Yellowstone, not a very popular tourist destination.
Apparently. See, it's funny because it is. That's the joke you're making.
Yeah.
But he, is trying to like kickstart or restart some of the dormant geysers, and it didn't.
Yeah, don't do that. There's a super volcano under there.
Yeah. So
does the super volcano blow up at the end of this movie?
Not really, but like something does. There is explosion stuff.
I was hoping.
No,
for a
you
super
got
volcano.
You cannot assume there's any physics logic going on here. So he apparently gets horribly burnt, and then we see him later, and we realize he is injecting kibble just into like the ground, but like to make it like attractive to prairie dogs, he says. And so he's like getting them to build holes to like weaken the structural integrity of the ground around it. But he's also up to something else. And
is his name Doofenshmirtz?
Basically, Doofenshmirtz is way better than this guy. Mm. So he's like kind of living in, there's a trailer, and then there in the bathroom, there's like a secret way to get into the tunnels. And he's like living there with two henchmen, because of course he is. And like in the tunnels, and he's got cameras everywhere.
Everyone could use a couple of good henchmen.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what their motivation is, but then I was like, wait, I'm sure they don't have any because it's a 1998 made-for-TV movie. Right, okay. So,
well, it depends if they're goons or henchmen. Because if they're henchmen, they like kind of believe in the cause, right?
They don't seem effective enough to be goons, but they don't seem smart enough to believe in a cause.
Well, you can be dumb and believe in the cause.
Also incompetent.
Wow.
I think they're
I mean, goons and henchmen are usually equally incompetent. It's kind of part of the plot.
Very cartoony, anyway. So the girl and Paul Walker's character are, like, getting along just fine. And the other guy's, like, really focused on the prairie dog thing. And he tries a few different things. Like, they kind of tame one because Paul Walker's character, I'm just calling him Paul Walker, keeps feeding him. And so
they tame a groundhog.
Yes. Prairie dog.
Prairie dog.
Prairie
right.
dog.
Prairie dog.
Bill
right.
Murray is the groundhog day.
okay.
So anyway, things are moving along. And then he basically gets a bunch of like equivalent of A535, like rumming stuff to
Bengay.
Yes. To go on all of the prairie dogs. Like, to rub them on all the prairie dogs, but I don't know how he does.
They give a massage to the prairie dogs?
Basically. But the idea is trying to get satellite images. He has access to satellite images through the parks of, like, there's the geysers and the people. And he's like, well, it's going to raise their temperature enough that we can see the layout of all their tunnels.
Oh, he rubs them with Icy Hot to set off.
I said 8535.
Set off the.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. They should have had Shaq in this movie with some Icy Hot.
This is the second attempt, because the first thing he did is he found out about, he's a random information where there was this one thing that they were going to do, and it's like, I don't remember what the name is, but it involves Castro. That he finds out about this thing that the government was going to do to try and insult him. And basically it's the scented thing that makes you really have to fart or poop your pants. And that was how they were going to like defeat Fidel Castro. And they decided to not go through with it. So he ties it to a groundhog. Like, you may have me saying groundhog. Prairie dog. Because prairie dogs are, everyone knows apparently, that they are very fastidious about their tunnels. And so if it smells in there, they will all like be driven up, and then they will not go back down into their tunnels anymore. But the prairie dog instead that they like tie this little contraption to starts running around crazy and
they
it affects people.
They try to brown noise the prairie gophers.
Dogs. Yeah, but instead it does people.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a bus full of tourists.
So a bunch of people poop their pants?
Well, you show them running for the outhouses making farty sounds. And that's when I like stomped downstairs and scowled at you for a while.
Wow.
Okay, so meanwhile, the lion has the other people up in the tree, right? So things are moving along, but then at one point, they're fighting over who gets the last pine cone because they say, well, you got the last raindrop, I should get the last pine cone. And then they're kind of fighting and they fall out of the tree and then they realize the lion actually has wandered off at some point. We don't see the lion anymore. There's a lion loose in Wyoming. Okay.
That's probably fine.
It's probably fine. Meanwhile, we also have the guy looking for his circus.
Again, it's a male lion. He probably starved
to
death.
That's probably true. We also have the circus guy looking for his animals. And we have all this stuff kind of going on at the same time. And then you have the evil guy and he's still up to something. We have things moving along, but while Paul Walker's character's out on a date with the lieutenant lady, she wants him to teach her how to like live off the land because it'd be great for survival. But of course, he doesn't actually do that, so he buys a bunch of like gummy worms and hides them along the trail they're gonna walk. And so he's like eating them, and she's like, "Oh, I'll have one." He's like, "Sure, they're really sweet. They taste like candy." And she's like, "Wow, these do taste like candy. Yeah, I call them nature's candy." And then she realizes, she's like, "Oh, you didn't think I could handle eating bugs." And so she like throws off a rock and then grabs a handful of worms. And then he's like, apparently thinks this is a good idea. So they like both grab like one after the other, the same handful. And so they definitely Lady and the Tramp, a long earthworm.
Nice. This movie's better than I thought it was. That's hilarious.
It's like a 2-minute scene of them Lady and the Tramping this long earthworm.
Eating worms was a very 90s thing.
It's so weird. Anyway, it's
it just was. There was a lot of kid stuff had to do with eating worms.
That's true. It's how to eat fried worms.
That was obviously the big one, but
yeah, this one wasn't fried. It was wiggling.
Hmm.
Yeah, but they Lady and the Tramp it and kiss and yeah, because apparently anyway, so they come back and meanwhile, the actual Mel and Mo have shown up, and so this apparently leads to them getting arrested.
Wow, that identity theft is not a joke, Jim.
Exactly. So the park ranger, his stepdaughter, and the Deedles are in a helicopter now. We also had some helicopter shenanigans before where he was trying to, like, wash and dry the helicopter, like, do a car wash, but for the helicopter. And he's like, it'd be quicker if we just air dried it. And so he, like, turns on the fan and he's like, it's not a fan, it's the propeller. And, yeah, there were
shenanigans. It probably would be quicker, right? Yeah.
Anyway.
I failed to see a problem.
Right.
These Deedles sound like go-getters to me.
They keep saying they're showing initiative, man.
Yeah.
Dude. So they're in the helicopter and this guy and the park ranger's like, look, you guys have been driving me crazy. Either you're out or I'm out and I'm not going anywhere. And then as soon as he says that, he falls out the door.
Of the helicopter?
Yes.
Does he die?
No. Instead, he cartoonishly screams as the camera goes back and lands, actually kind of like cannonball style, in the river that
is
below
okay.
them.
Yeah.
And
everyone knows that if you land in water in a movie, you're totally fine.
And just shortly before getting on the helicopter, they're like, we looked into you guys. You guys are just surfer bums. And like, we don't have any need for surfing here in Wyoming. Yes, they do. So they have to land in the river to save the guy. So of course they do that. And they save him by surfing. Movie's not over yet. So they save him by surfing. And then they're like, he's like, you guys are going to get your park ranger badges tomorrow at the ceremony. So they're going to have a luau.
Because they saved him, so he likes them now.
Because they saved him, yeah. And so they're going to have a luau at a party. So Paul Walker's character goes off to, like, go for a little swim in one of the little lakes or whatever with the pretty lady, who's definitely an adult. and the other guy's like hanging out, and he trips and falls when the actual bear comes into town. Everyone thinks it's him because he did the whole like Smokey Bear, you can prevent forest fires kind of thing without being Smokey Bear. So everyone's like, oh man, his mascot outfit got even better. And it's the bear, and the bear starts dancing at the luau.
It's a circus bear. That actually makes sense.
And then, meanwhile, the circus owner also shows up, and he's like, hey, buddy. And the bear gets in a vehicle and drives away.
The bear drives?
Kind of. They, like...
Okay, again, it's a circus bear. They actually teach circus bears how to drive, like, little Shriner cars or whatever.
And he's wearing a Shriner hat. So, like...
This is all real. This might be a documentary. I'm pretty sure.
But in this... So everyone thought it was him because the other brother, not the Paul Walker brother, the other brother, which is just his name, I'm pretty sure.
Deedle 2.
Yeah, he tripped. Actually, it's true because Paul Walker is older. He says so. So he's Deedle 1.
Deedle 1,
yeah. So he trips and falls into a cake, apparently, and kind of, like, passes out, like, which I'm thinking, I'm like, you're breathing in cake, you're going to die. Would be a weird way to go, but whatever.
Drowning in cake would not be the best death in the world.
This is so true. But, meanwhile, you know, evil mustache-twirling guy who lives in the tunnels, he comes up because he hates those deedles. And he sees that he's like that, and his computer...
But that's quite probably because he met them.
That's true, yeah. But he hasn't actually met them yet. He's just seen them on camera.
Oh.
He also has cameras everywhere watching people.
So he hates them because he hasn't met them.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
So he shows up and he sees that the prairie dogs are showing up on the satellite image, and he's like, this is perfect. So he does a printout of that, and he's like, this is perfect, and he takes it, and then he just goes away, and we, like, swipe screen to the morning. And head park ranger guy's like, I'm going to give the Deedles these park ranger badges. But first, I want you to explain what you're doing about the prairie dog problem. Because you say you were making progress. And they're like, yes. So, and they're explaining how satellite images and these. So, we are going to set off very small, like, irritant kind of explosion sounds to drive the prairie dogs out of the tunnel. So, they stop doing this damage and we figure out what's going on. And all this other stuff, and everyone's just aghast. They're like, you're going to do explosions? They're like, no, basically just like cap gun sounds kind of thing.
Oh. See, I would recommend that you make a little C4 clay fake gopher and put it in the tunnels. That's the way to...
What is wrong with you?
That is salt... That's Caddyshack again.
That is Caddyshack, you're right. So anyway... Oh, I'm not done. You just wait. So while they're explaining that, they're like, oh, and it's about to happen now. And instead of little cap gun things, full-on explosions.
Probably because of the super volcano.
No, the guy went and he replaced all the cap gun things using the map printout that he used to put like C4, like dynamite or something. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. So it sets off huge explosions. And then after that, for some reason, Old Faithful stops going off.
That's a problem.
It's not faithful at all anymore.
Also, there's a super volcano.
Yeah, we're ignoring that right now.
Oh, so I'm not. That's a problem.
Yeah, so anyway, much, much upset, much concerned. They dump the Deedles out by their tent and was like, you need to leave. Like, this is terrible, blah, blah. And they're like, we've been framed. This wasn't what was supposed to happen. This is not the explosions we said. This is not what we were talking about. Like, something is wrong. And Paul Walker's all upset because his girl is upset with him, even though, again, she's an adult. But, so they follow, and they're like, we're going to figure this out. So they follow the tunnels, and they go to find, they find Evil Guy's trailer and realize that he has pictures, and he is the guy who got horribly burnt when he was trying to start up the old geysers.
I mean, the geysers in Yellowstone are very dangerous, and you should not stray off the paths.
Well,
in the national park,
it's a true story.
People have died in those.
Also, he has no scars or burns, but you know, apparently he was horribly burned.
He knew a good plastic surgeon.
I guess so.
Because it was all filmed in LA. So
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So then the goons, like, I'm gonna call them goons. They capture him, and they go down the bathroom thing that somehow transports them to the tunnels, and they meet him, and he's like, let me James Bond style explain my evil plan to you.
You got me monologuing.
Exactly. See, the Incredibles did that right. This is really good.
The one good part of The Incredibles.
Oh, look at you. You got me monologuing. they got him monologuing, basically. He just wanted to monologue. So he explains how he is actually starting at noon, which is exactly the time that all the people are gathering for the billionth anniversary of the Old Faithful, and the big park ranger dude is going to be up there making the speech, and he's really worried about his boss, the superintendent. And also, he doesn't mention, but later he's like, and Mr. Governor, sir. And I'm like, wouldn't you be more worried about him? But, you know, okay. And all these dignitaries.
I have a question.
There.
Did they have a cake for this? That'd be a lot of candles.
That's true. No, they didn't actually. They had, which is weird because they had cake so many other random times.
That's a shame. Yeah. I would have liked to see
all the cake, all the candles,
a billion candles.
Anyway, so he's explaining how when it goes off, instead they're going to divert all the water from Old Faithful to New Faithful.
New Faithful.
And
New Faithful.
They are going to.
It's a reboot.
It's a reboot. So basically, it's like this tank. And there's going to be a pipe, and it goes, and he's basically creating, it's going to be coming up right on the land that he owns. So he's going to be making, like, a town built around it, like this big tourist destination built around New Faithful.
Didn't they have problems with the tourists before when it was Old Faithful?
No, this one's better.
It's better.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be totally fine.
Yeah, he says it's the new
this
primo.
It's exactly the same thing, but.
No, it's primo now.
Okay. Well, as long as it's primo,
They said this. It's a new primo tourist destination. Yep. New Faithful. Also, it's going to be like bringing in money for him because he owns the land.
How?
No one will be going into Old Faithful anymore. They'll be coming onto his land to see.
How did he own land so close to a national
don't
park?
We're assuming there's like one little parcel and that's where his trailer was at. Anyway. So they're like, that's okay. Crazy. And then he casually tells his henchmen / goons to like, he's like, I gotta go set up, but you guys kill the Deedles. And they're like, sure thing.
Oh, they're escalating straight to murder.
Oh, right? Yeah. No, we do this on a fairly regular basis. There's also a lot of car accidents and like people driving off things, attempting to kill people. So they're like, okay. And we have like a really awkward slapstick. Yo-yos are involved and like trying to kill them, but they basically just like clonk their heads together and the Deedles are victorious. So they put on their like fire protectant suits and they go after him and he's in his fire protectant suit. So he starts giving them orders and they're doing like all the opposite stuff to like sabotage his plan.
Because he thinks that they're the henchmen.
For like a couple minutes. And then he looks and they're like, hi, we're waving at you. And so he goes to fight with them or something. But instead they, like, I don't know. Basically they tie him up and then they put him in the big tank that is going to be holding all the geyser water. Yep. And it's going to explode and shoot out the geyser.
Oh, so they're going to murder him.
Oh, no. They're going to climb in, too. They're totally fine in their flame-protecting suits.
That's how that works.
Yeah.
Okay.
But don't worry. They're also going to take their pet prairie dog. He's going to hide him in his shirt, so he's going to be okay, too. Then they go in, and then right at noon, meanwhile, the park ranger guy's on the platform, and he's like, stalling, and then the guy's like, what is your problem and why hasn't Old Faithful gone off yet? And he's like, let me tell you why. It's because it's the Deedles. And as he's saying it, the ground starts to erupt and Old Faithful goes off and the three characters shoot on up into the geyser.
Wouldn't it be New Faithful?
No, this is Old Faithful because they sabotaged New Faithful.
They redirected the pipe because they were in the tank. You said they're in the tank.
They were in the tank, but they hit the button that said that didn't, when he went to turn on to send it to New Faithful, they hit the button again, so it wouldn't send it to New Faithful.
You do know how hot those geysers are.
Yeah, they forgot, though. In fact, even though they had the full protecting suits on that are supposed to save them, while they're, like, riding the geyser.
As one does.
They're, like giggling and sweet, and so they take off their hats.
And then they die horribly.
Well, that's what I thought was going to happen. But they were like, woo, and they're like waving. And then we cut screen to, they somehow got down and they're totally fine. We cut screen to like, hey guys, Deedles, you just, like, saved Old Faithful and captured a criminal mastermind. What are you going to do now? And they're like, we're going to Deedle Land. I'm not joking. Because somehow, by doing this, they also took that land and they made it into, like, this giant lake. But also somehow there are waves. So they made an ocean in the middle of Wyoming. And their dad is there now. And he's drinking tiki drinks with the nurse who, like, was like, inappropriate with them.
Yeah.
And also the girl show, like, the lieutenant is there and the park ranger's there. And they're like, it's great that we're all, like,
better people.
And they're like, yeah, we got dad's respect. And he's like, yeah, it's all... You guys really stepped up. And he's like, yeah, Dad, we wanted to show initiative. And Paul Walker's like, and I got my girl here. And the stepdad's like, it's totally fine that my adult daughter's making out with an 18-year-old. That's cool. And they're like, yeah, now let's all go surfing. And then they all run into the water in slow motion because they're going to surf Wyoming. And
Paul Walker Deedle's like, I'm going to go to undercover cop school and break up a street racing ring.
And honestly, like... I'm not even wrong. Like, this is everything that happened. I'm, like, leaving stuff out.
So, are you glad that you met the Deedles?
I met them.
Okay.
Yeah, I met them. Oh, there was also more parachuting.
I'm still... My headcanon is that this is the prequel to Fast and the Furious.
This is the origin story.
Of Paul Walker's character from Fast and the Furious.
I love it. I didn't know that he was into creating natural wave pools where you can surf Wyoming.
Yeah, they didn't mention that in the main line Fast and the Furious movies.
Undercover.
Mm-hmm. He had to change his personality a little bit.
I mean, I get that. That makes sense.
And he was probably driven by the death of his brother, Deedle 2.
Deedle 2 died?
Yeah, I'm assuming.
Probably a terrible surfing.
This is, again, you know, my headcanon.
There probably was a shark that showed up. Shark and the lion.
A medieval shark that was unleashed by them building the ocean in the middle of Wyoming.
Right. And maybe the lion and the shark, like, were attacking each other, and then the elephant got in on there. By the way, the elephant just wanders by at some point.
That is a problem.
Right? And he was, like, trying to break it up, and he was trampled to death.
Probably.
Right. So, yeah, no, and they also, like, refer to all the animals. Don't know if you know this. National parks, lots of animals. They buy, like, cartoon animals. They're like, oh, look, there's Bullwinkle. Oh, look, there's Bambi. And then he keeps going, look, there's Dumbo. And every time he says, look, there's Dumbo, the elephant walks by, and people are like, ha-ha, you're so funny.
Hilarious. Oops. So, would you recommend some people watch this?
No. But it was a ride anyway.
and family.
And family. I don't think you can understand how amazingly terrible and horrible this whole experience was.
I think I made a good pick is what you're saying.
You've never picked anything like this before. Because it was, like, bad, but it was, like, so outlandish. Like, you've gotten me bad movies before. And bad made-for-TV movies you've done quite a few times. And then you got me, like, really bad. Gord. But, like, never, like, this insane. Like, this was literally, like, a fever dream the whole time.
That sounds like a positive to me, actually. I don't know.
Did I convince you to watch it?
No. I know what happens now.
Fair. Okay, well, that is our show this week. You came along on this ride with me. Thank you, El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work, as well as links to all of our social media, at disneya.wixsite.com/podcast, and that's also how you can email us. You can find Disney A episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms, and like I mentioned last week, we're also on YouTube Music now. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thanks. And if you haven't, please do. And if you know someone who might like listening to us, please be sure to recommend Disney A to them. So I'm Krista.
I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
Paul Walker Deedle's like, I'm gonna go to undercover cop school and break up a street racing ring.